Hey, everybody. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, basically MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you have tuned into the podcast portion. If you've joined me before, welcome back. I do appreciate it. Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, and reposting so I can get my follows up on my podcast. So today's April 15th, and my current location is San Luis Potosi, Mexico. If you haven't listened to any previous episode, basically I am a flight attendant. This is actually my first time coming back to work as a new mom. So I'm definitely experiencing some new mom syndrome. So far, the only good thing about it is I have been catching up on my sleep. A lot of people don't think hotel beds are comfortable, but when you have to be up with a newborn all hours of the night, feeding, entertaining, soothing, any bed with peace and quiet helps. So that's a plus. However, I do have really bad anxiety. I constantly call and text his dad or my mom, and I'm like, what is he doing? Is he eating? Is he sleeping? Is he okay? FaceTime me, send me some pictures, because I miss him so much. Like, I don't know. I've never had this sort of love for anybody. If you don't have any children, I swear they truly are a blessing, because I never expected to have any, and I'm so grateful that I do. So right now, I'm just trying to learn how to balance my love for my career with my new love of responsibilities. I definitely think I am ready for the challenge. So far, it's been good. So far, it has worked out in my favor. Of course, you know, the haters doubted me and they were like, oh, how are you going to be a parent and a flight attendant? That's not possible. You're not going to be around him. You're not going to see blah, 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 you know, anything where people try to push their opinion or their thoughts on you. So, of course, that doesn't affect me any way, but little do people know, there's a lot of people in aviation who are parents, pilots, flight attendants, ground crew, gate agents, etc. And they make it work, they make it happen, and I'm definitely making it happen as well. Aviation is a lot about seniority, so if you understand that, then you know that it's possible to raise a family and have a career. So basically, coming back to work for me, definitely reality hit. I feel like I am good as far as customer service. However, I do like people, and then sometimes I don't like people. I don't know. It's just a gray area, a real wishy-washy situation for me. Because, you know, there are some real-life douchebags. And just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you should allow your negative energy or your bad juju or whatever is going on with you affect other people or affect your day. So I'm just trying to recuperate and not allow other people's energies to affect me or alter my day. Nothing crazy happened, nothing out of the norm happened, but it's just, I've seen how people talk to each other as far as passengers, as far as coworkers, and I completely forgot. I was kind of baffled coming back, and I'm like, oh, I forgot this is how people act when they get to the airport, or this is how people act when they come to work. They think everything's a joke. They think professionalism isn't necessary, and it is, but, you know, whatever. Who am I? I just work here. So let's see. So, like I said, currently I am in San Luis Potosi, Mexico. I did not go out. Basically, when I got to the hotel, I relaxed. And because this is a 24-hour layover. To some of you, that may not be long, but it's long enough for me. I didn't go out because I've been to this overnight several times. So I've explored downtown. I've explored the airport area. I've explored the hotel area. So it's not really, I'm sure there's some interesting things. I'm sure they have some festivals. There's always something going on here. But today I really just got off work and I caught up on my sleep. I didn't want to be like cranky tomorrow. I'm supposed to get off early tomorrow morning. So I was like, oh, I called my baby like 50 times to see what he was doing, to see if he ate, to see if he was sleeping. And then I was knocked out cold. I woke up. All the channels are in Spanish. I used to be fluent in Spanish, like kindergarten through maybe fifth or sixth grade. But you know, here in the US, they kind of just teach you the basics. as far as my schooling, at least. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all I get is a few words here and there, you know. And that's pretty much how my day has been so far. Nothing too exciting, nothing too crazy. Today's episode, I didn't really have too much of one main topic to discuss. I guess I could talk more about not allowing other people's energies to affect me, but that's something I feel like I have to constantly remind myself. One thing I have learned about myself is I have very thin patience, very thin tolerance for BS. I don't know about other people, but me, like, if it aggravates me, I'm always going to say something. I'm always going to make it known that it's bothering me, or I'm going to make it known that it's not right. And that could be a blessing and a curse at the same time, because in my work, I can't always tell somebody, like, okay, you're really pissing me off right now, or, oh yeah, you're really making me mad right now, because sometimes they're not doing it intentionally, sometimes they are, but at the end of the day, I'm wearing a uniform and I'm representing a company, so I have to be as professional as possible. So I do have to remind myself, like, just because Susan is upset about her last flight, or she's upset with a gate agent, doesn't mean you have to entertain her. Just basically do your job and go on about your life, because really, honestly, I'm just here for my benefits and to collect my paycheck. And I have a smile on while I do it. No, but seriously, I absolutely love my job. I've been at it for 5 years, and this is the longest job I've ever had. I'm 26, going on 27 in July. And yeah, this I feel like is something I'm extremely passionate about. This is something I really love doing. I like the people sometimes. I enjoy my coworkers. I enjoy traveling to different places. And I like the freedom, I guess. So when I first started, let me say this, I never intended on being a flight attendant. It's something that's just kind of fell into my lap. And I always tell people this, because you never know where your life journey will take you. So basically, I knew when I was in college, I was like, I want to travel the world, but I don't know how, because I don't have any money and I don't really know what job I really want. So I was thinking more of like international business, fashion, international business, something that paid me for something that I like to do, which would be traveling and something with fashion, and sent me to these places. So that's what I was thinking of. It never crossed my mind to be like a pilot or a flight attendant or anything along that nature. And prior to me becoming a flight attendant, the only places I had really been were like road trips, because I do live in the Midwest and that's common there. So living in St. Louis, it would be like Memphis, Arkansas, Chicago, things of that nature. The first airplane I had ever been on, I went to Miami and I went by myself because I planned a trip with a group of friends. And everybody basically, you know, pulled out at the last minute. So I ended up going by myself and I actually had a blast. It was one of the best experiences of my life. And I think that's when I became addicted. I also went to Orlando and I ended up going on my first cruise. I went to Seattle to visit a friend and I went to Boston. And yeah, pretty much those were the flights that I had taken prior to becoming a flight attendant. And that's when it really, within that year, all of these places I went to within a year, and that's when it really became addicting to me. Like, oh, there is so much to see. There is so many other things besides St. Louis out here. And the crazy thing is, a lot of people really don't leave their hometown. And I highly suggest, if you have kids or if you are an adult and haven't left your hometown, I suggest you do, even if it is just a 4-hour drive or an hour and a half flight. Go somewhere. Why not leave your hometown? There is so much to see in this world. God did not create this world for us to just stay in one spot. So basically, I was on this flight going to LA, and the girl asked, the flight attendant, she asked me, she was like, are you a flight attendant? And I'm like, no, why? And she's like, oh, well, you look like one. And I was like, really? You think so? Yeah, I'm like, really? You think so? And I kind of fell for it. Sorry, my voice is kind of, yeah. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, really? You think so? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, well, how do I become a flight attendant? Like, what do I do? And she's like, you could just apply to several different airlines and you should get it, or, you know, just get your foot in the door. So instantly I did, because I was hungry for it. I was eager at that time, because I'm like, really, I can travel, I can do all these things, because she made it sound so fun and glamorous. And I was like, I was, you know, she definitely grasped my attention with it. So I went home, I applied, and I went on several interviews. And the more I got to know about aviation, the more addicting I became, and the more hungry I was to be a part of it, you know? So pretty much I've been in it ever since, and I'm glad I took this route, because honestly, I don't know where I would be if I didn't. It's definitely a lifestyle change. I didn't have any ties. I didn't have any children. I was living at home with my parents. It was just something I was able to do, and it's fun. And nowadays, a lot of people ask me, like, how do I do this? Blah, blah, blah. It's more than just the flight benefits. Like, it's actually a job. It's not, you know, oh, come when I feel like it. No, that comes with seniority. It's not like, oh, I interview for this position and then I might become this. No, it's a seniority-based career. And yeah, so one thing that does aggravate me is when people do ask all this information, as far as like, oh, how do I do it? How do I become a flight attendant? Where do I apply? What do I need? First of all, you need a passport. Do you have a passport? Have you ever left the country? If not, you need to get one. Because a lot of places now are requiring it anyway for you to even leave, even domestically. So I always tell people, and it's like the people I tell, they never actually apply. It's like I tell them all this information, but then I get down to the nitty gritty. Like I tell them the good things and the bad things. It's a lifestyle change. You're not going to be home every day. This isn't a regular 9-to-5. So yeah, I like it. I enjoy it. It works for me. And me now being a new mom, it's just going to introduce my child to the world. And I feel like the best learning experience is travel. Traveling out the countries, because the textbooks don't always tell you the truth. The textbooks aren't always as accurate as you think. The textbooks aren't always as up to date as you think. So I rather see things for myself. And a prime example of that, which I've never been, but I do know a lot of people from Africa. It is a beautiful country. But what they portray on TV and on these infomercials, that it's just this poor country with dirt everywhere, with little children who are starving, and things that just disgust me, you know? And that's what they want to portray with some of these places and some of these countries. And it's not always like that. And don't get me wrong, there's bad in every country. There's bad in every city. Even in St. Louis, we have bad areas. There's bad areas everywhere. But don't make that like, oh, this is what this country is all about, because it's not. One of my favorite places to travel, one of my favorite places to go is Europe. My favorite place I've been so far is Rome. It was a really good time, and I would go again and again and again. I would say my second favorite place is Hong Kong, because it was just beautiful, and the air was so clean, the people were so nice and welcoming and very friendly. And I also used to want to learn Cantonese, but a lot of these places nowadays have signs in English. So I've done a lot of solo traveling, and I've rarely do group traveling, just because I like to go with the flow. I like to do things by myself. I like to see what I want to see, try things that I want to try. I don't want to be around somebody that's a picky eater. I don't want to be around somebody that doesn't want to do anything. I'm not okay with traveling with people who like to stay in the hotel all day. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my money. If that's what you like to do, then there's no need for us to go anywhere together. I like to have fun. I like to enjoy. I like to experience. And I feel like that's a lot out of a lot of people's elements. People are so afraid, or they're scared, or these movies and the news scare them. You can't live life being afraid. You have to take chances. You can't live life like, oh, I'm scared to go on an airplane because this happens. You're more likely to get into a car accident than an airplane crash. Or, oh, I think I'm going to get snatched up. There's human trafficking all up and down the US of A. If you're going to get snatched, you're going to get snatched. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I hate to put it to people so bluntly, but it's like, it doesn't matter if you're in Europe or if you're in the US or if you're in South America. If somebody's going to take you, they're going to try to take you regardless. If somebody's going to try to rob you, they're going to try to rob you regardless. If somebody's going to try to drug you, they're going to try to drug you regardless. I mean, there's crazy people everywhere. There's people with ill intentions everywhere. You can't let that scare you from doing what you want to do or what you desire to do. So that's just my take on it. So pretty much this wraps up today's episode. I thank you guys for joining. Make sure you're liking, sharing, commenting. I do appreciate all feedback. Pretty much enjoy your life. Stop procrastinating your goals. If it's something you want to do, go for it. Don't live in fear because of someone else's experience or because of what someone else said. Remember, what you would like to attain, you can attain. Be confident, stay focused, and do what's best for you. Thanks, guys.